Florida lawmakers want to issue special certificates to families who experience miscarriages. Supporters say the bill is meant to comfort grieving parents, but there are concerns it could affect access to abortions. I'm Kate Payne. Altamont Springs Republican Representative Bob Cortez wants to help parents mourn their miscarriages.
For those of us who have lost a child, it is the most painful thing you can ever imagine. And for those of you who have your children, make sure you hug them and you tell them that you love them.
He wants the Department of Health to issue certificates of non-viable birth to families who experience a miscarriage in the first 9 to 20 weeks of pregnancy. But only if parents want it, says Jacksonville Republican Senator Aaron Bean.
It's not meant to be controversial, and I would invite all groups to look at the bill again if there's angst. It wasn't meant to be, but having met with families, it's just an option we want to make available.
A certified nurse midwife I spoke with said getting a certificate like this would be concrete evidence of the loss, and she could see how that would be comforting. But there are concerns about the intent of the bill. Some pro-choice groups worry it could reshape legal and cultural norms around fetuses.
So I think in the short term, there's not really much concern or much weight to the concerns that opponents of the bill have raised, but long term, there probably is.
That's Mary Ziegler. She teaches at the Florida State University College of Law. To be clear, Cortez says his bill isn't about abortion. It's about unintentional miscarriages.
This bill is simply about parents who lose their child, who want to memorialize them if they so wishes. Simply put, nothing more and nothing less.
And Mary Ziegler says that's accurate, but she also says skeptics should be concerned.
Both sides are right. You know, the sponsors of the bill saying there's no actual direct conflict with abortion laws are telling the truth. There isn't. But it's part of a kind of incremental strategy to establish fetal rights that in the long term could pose a threat to legal abortion.
Ziegler says the bill is not an attack on Roe versus Wade, but she says it is strategic.
So the more people believe that an unborn child is a person the same way that a child would be at 1 or 2 or 3 years old, the less cultural support there would be for an abortion right.
Plantation Democratic Senator Lauren Book took to the floor Thursday to say the bill isn't about fetal rights.
This has nothing to do with personhood. It rather gives families that are grieving during a very difficult time some closure, and so I want to thank you.
But Ziegler says down the road, the courts could use this kind of language as legal precedent.
So there's a long history, for example, of fetal homicide laws or wrongful death laws, other things that treat an unborn child as a person with rights outside of the abortion context. Those things, I think, from a kind of the long historical view, have made a difference to how courts view fetal life in general.
And Cortez is looking to set a new standard.
This will be the first in the nation to ever have something like this to honor the mothers who have lost their children.
The full Senate voted the bill forward Thursday. The House has already okayed it. Throughout the entire legislative process, only one lawmaker voted against the bill, Representative Richard Stark, a Weston Democrat. The measure now heads to the governor's desk. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.